This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, game 2, Knicks Celtics tonight up in Boston. We have some breaking NFL news. A juicy NFL trade. It's not local, but it's definitely juicy. A big name wide receiver changing teams, changing conferences as the Pittsburgh Steelers are trading George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys for draft pick compensation we have not seen yet. Here we go. George Pickens on the move. This guy must be a real pain in the ass. The Steelers have dealt with a lot of guys who have given them issues, whether it be Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell, who they offered a second contract to, or Emmanuel Sanders. Actually, Sanders was okay. Mike Wallace. They've dealt with a lot of this. Ben through his issues. So George Pickens doesn't make it through his rookie contract and is gone now to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, boy.
So he was drafted the same draft as Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, right?
I think so, yes.
Right, he's a first-round pick, too. Mm-hmm. So that means they're going to have to make a decision on his fifth-year option. I don't know how that, whether or not they're going to do that or not. But, man, this is like adding a match to gasoline. So you got CeeDee Lamb, who's going to want his catches. As you heard Malik Nabers basically open the curtain and let you in to understand where a wide receiver is coming from. And, you know, all these guys are on text threads. They're all buddies, you know. So they all know what everybody else is doing. They all want to be the leading wide receiver, which is really, it's great. It's a great incentive. But you're adding a guy who obviously Pittsburgh said, you know, we got to get this guy out of the locker room. He's a problem for whoever's playing quarterback. And right now, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going there. I don't know if they're retooling their offense to fit Aaron Rodgers. Maybe there's another wide receiver, Keenan Allen, that's out there.
Yeah, Jordy Nelson just unretired. Yeah. Related
but,
news.
But, you know, Keenan Allen, there are a couple guys that are out there. You know, they're after the May 2nd signings, there's no compensatory draft picks that are signed if they're free agents. You know what I mean? After May 2nd. So, I mean, they may be signing Keenan Allen or something like that. And maybe to get Aaron Rodgers to show up, I don't know. But this is really interesting from a Cowboy perspective because they're trying to match the Eagles. They want more explosive players. This guy can play. You know, I didn't really see the like the relationship with DK Metcalf and him working.
No,
I you know it's interesting. I wonder if they called CeeDee Lamb and said, "Hey, look, let me just tell you. This is what we're doing, just so you know."
Yeah, I don't. They don't do that type of stuff, do they, these days?
They may. I'm not sure.
And what's interesting, Schefter points out, too, that if you remember, Micah Parsons and his agent, David Mugaleda, they had this whole thing with Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones said, like, I don't care about the agent. Agent has nothing to do with this. And then Micah Parsons comes out and says, well, I mean, I love my agent. My agent does have something to do with this. And all these people came to the defense of the agent. Well, guess who George Pickens' agent is?
Same guy.
The same guy. And he's going into the final year of his contract. So, yeah, it definitely an interesting one. There was some buzz around him being dealt during the draft. And then when it didn't happen, I was like, okay, they're going to go with DK Metcalf and George Pickens here. And we'll see if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback.
Well, it's interesting because it looks like, I'm trying to think, Michael Parsons needs a new contract.
Yeah.
You know, because he is in the fifth year, so they did obviously pick up his fifth year, but I haven't read about an extension, so he's going to get a massive extension here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean,
that's coming.
They've been talking about it, but it hasn't happened yet.
So the question is do they do, well, they're not going to give him, if they have the fifth year option on him, they're not giving him a contract extension. They want to see what he's like. They want to see if he can play. They want to see if he's going to be a nice compliment to CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I can't imagine that they're not going to give him a contract extension. I can't even imagine them picking up his fifth year option.
I also kind of have to see what they gave up, because that would give me more of an indication of how serious they are in keeping him. But CeeDee Lamb posted a meme last night that people didn't understand what it was, and now they understand what it is.
And what's the meme? What he put out there?
It's a Simpsons character that's waving.
Okay.
How would you interpret that?
Hello or goodbye? I don't know. Either hello or goodbye.
I mean, I guess it would be hello. I mean, it seems like that is something that is not too, like, it doesn't seem like he's mad about it.
Well, the thing is that CD needs another player that's going to be an explosive player on the field, not in the locker room, not off the field, not bitching about not getting balls thrown his way, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, again, I think this is the best option for them to try to counteract what the Eagles have, and makes it very interesting for the Giant defense.
So the compensation is now out there. Ian Rappaport said it's expected to be centered around a third-round pick and a late-round pick swap. So essentially, the Cowboys traded a third-round pick for George Pickens.
Yeah, and they'll move up in the sixth or seventh round. They'll switch.
Yeah.
Assuming the Steelers have the better of the two picks.
Yeah.
Maybe they do right now. I don't know.
I mean, you want to talk about just adding the combustible things to an already combustible situation. I mean, George Pickens to the Cowboys, when you got Micah Parsons in a contract dispute, you got CeeDee Lamb there.
But you have an undisputed team leader and face of the franchise in Dak Prescott. So he's the one that's got to, you know, he'll have to deal with it. That's part of his responsibility, is dealing with the players that are in his huddle. And he's got to make sure everybody, not happy, but everybody's respectful and everybody's paying attention and everybody's, you know, pulling for each other. And I know sometimes wide receivers tend to be a little bit more individual because they're 30 yards away from the ball and they're out there and they all want to make plays. But it's up to the quarterback to be the psychologist on the team, making sure that everybody's getting theirs and explains to each individual player, this is what he's thinking when he's dropping back, and this is where the defense is taking me.
Yeah, I wonder, the Aaron Rodgers thing is still, I know people are tired of it, but it's still out there, and it's interesting because, like, did Aaron Rodgers have anything to do with this particular deal? Did he say, hey, I'm thinking about coming, I'll go, but, like, I can't deal with that Pickens guy. That guy's insane.
No, he doesn't know George Pickens.
Oh, you mean May? He went out and threw with DK Metcalf, didn't throw with George Pickens.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do with this. This is all about...
He had a lot to do with the moves that were made here.
This is all about Mike Tomlin and the Rooneys trying to get the locker room straight and making sure everybody's on the same page and they're following the Steeler way. Like, the Steeler way is kind of interesting. I mean, like, you know, they got rid of Plaxico Burress early.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, they'll, you know, let guys go. They'll give them one contract. They're not going to give them a second unless, of course, they're great players like Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You know, and Le'Veon Bell. They didn't draft them in the first round. They basically got them for next to nothing.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell was a second-round pick, and Antonio Brown was a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, and I think he fell in the draft because of other issues. And they said, okay, we'll give him a shot. Let's see what happens. And he turned out to be a great player for them.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I bring up the Rodgers thing is, remember when he was coming here to the Jets? I mean, all the moves that were made to appease him.
I don't think he's in that situation anymore to be able to appease him. That's not what the Steelers are doing.
They have nothing. They got Mason Rudolph as a quarterback. They're desperate. They want to compete next year.
They drafted Will Howard. He's not going to be the starter, but I'll tell you, Will Howard.
Seventh round pick. He's not going to. They want to compete next year.
don't they?
Yeah, that's why, again, the owner said they believe that Aaron Rodgers is coming his way. And, you know, maybe it's Keenan Allen who will fill the void. Maybe they feel like one of their young wide receivers is ready to take the next step.
Did they draft one?
You know, they are a team that understands wide receivers better than most.
Yeah, they've drafted a ton of really good wide receivers over the years. Steelers draft round one, defensive tackle, round three, running back, round four, linebacker.
I mean, they still have Robert Woods on the roster. They have Scotty Miller on the roster.
They did not draft a wide receiver this year. So they're, yeah, this is an interesting one for sure. I mean, the Cowboys fans got to be excited, though. It's only a third-round pick, and this guy's got a lot of talent. Yeah. And if he figures it out and him and CeeDee Lamb become close friends and, you know, everything is kumbaya there, I mean, the Cowboy fans should be fired up. I mean, that's massive talent there. These are two really, I mean, you don't really see that, you know, two talented wide receivers like that on the same team. You got a couple of, I mean, you got the Bengals. Maybe you say Jefferson and Addison in Minnesota. But this is the, you know, 1-2 punch here, man. This could be the best in the NFL as far as wide receivers.
It could be.
I mean, that's
depending on if this kid is going to be, you know, he's going to fall in line and be a good teammate. that's the thing. I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's interesting. I mean, if you want to be an individual athlete, you want to be all by yourself, and it's all about you and your brand. Go play tennis or go play golf.
Yeah, true. Ping pong, maybe something like that. Pickleball. Although pickleball, you can have a teammate. Sometimes you can, sometimes you don't with the pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did you have, what was, I know we've talked about this occasionally, but you didn't deal with a lot of diva wide receivers.
No,
stuff.
I had great guys. Every guy that I played with from the Bengals, the Jets, the Cardinals, back to the Bengals again, they were great. Every single one of those players were great. They, you know, the only, I wouldn't even say it was a problem. It was just more a misunderstanding between he and the coaching staff. Was Darnay Scott, and that was my last year in Cincinnati, and just a matter of getting him the football and making him understand, you know, the way that the West Coast offense works, and making him understand who's going to get the ball, and, you know, you may get the ball when you're not the primary receiver in a particular concept.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. When I did finally get on the field, and we would call a play for Carl Pickens, because he was such a great wide receiver too. So we would call a play for him, and Darnay would be running a corresponding route on the backside of the formation. And I remember telling Darnay when I got on in the huddle, I said, Darnay, be awake. Be awake. They know that Carl is our number one receiver, where, you know, you're good enough to be the number one receiver too, but you just got to be awake.
Mm-hmm.
I think I dropped back in the first game that I played against Jacksonville, and I looked out to Carl, and when he went to run his route, like three guys were running right at him. And I turned around and looked back to the right side, just threw it to Darnay, hit him right in the chest, and he ran for like 15 yards. Yeah. And he came back to the huddle, and, you know, he had like glitter teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was smiling.
Ice grill.
Like, this is great, man. This is great. Yeah. Like, yeah, it is great. Just do what you're supposed to do, and I'll get you the ball. The defense will tell me where to throw it.
Yeah.
And I saw a player take off in the last 5 weeks and get a new contract in the offseason as a free agent. And then he wrote a $50,000 check to my foundation
after
the season was over, and he thanked me for helping him secure that free agent contract. He was a great guy. It just was just misunderstood. He just needed a little bit of love and just needed the ball every now and again. And the next thing you know, he turned out to be a really terrific player.
You ever hear from guys like that, Darnay Scott?
I haven't heard from
Carl Pickens.
And well,
guys.
You know, that was the Marco Battaglia team.
Oh, okay.
Marco was on that team with me.
Love Marco.
Yeah, I remember throwing Marco a touchdown pass. You would have thought he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean,
I never threw the ball to him. I'm like, why? Guy's got great hands. What are we doing here?
I mean, how many touchdowns did he score in his career? You
know? I don't know. I only really played with him for five games. I mean, but
probably can remember every one of them if you're Marco, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had some good tight ends. We had some really good wide receivers. I mean,
let me see. I got to. And by the way, I'm not busting Marco's balls.
No, I know.
I'm just curious. See how many touchdown catches he had. Because you're saying, you know, let's see, touchdowns in his career. Yeah, I mean, he had two of them. So
I might have thrown them both.
I mean, this is why.
I might have thrown them both.
Yeah, I mean, in 97 he had one, and in 98 he had one.
What year was he drafted?
He was drafted in 96.
So he's not. So it was a. All right. So it was the second year that I played with him.
Yeah. And he. Yep. So it. And were you 98? You had already.
I was retired in 98.
All right. So you only threw him a one touchdown pass.
A one touchdown.
So it was his first ever then.
Oh, there you go. That's why I was reacting.
See, probably still has that football. Bet he has that football. Don't give it to Wally.
Don't give it to Wally. That's for sure. You'll put it in the towel suite closet and lose it.
Do you have any footballs that are in like your special footballs, like the AFC Championship game victory football or anything? Game ball?
I have painted game balls somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where they are. They're like in the warehouse or something.
Or it could be on eBay. Richie Hahn throwing them up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would never. But I'm sure you got a lot of stuff in that warehouse that's worth something.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, you probably walk through there, you're like, what? God, I totally forgot I had this.
Exactly.
And meanwhile, like, there's Bengal fans would be salivating over that stuff.
It's like finding savings bonds. Oh, my God, I still have these things?
Yeah. Blast from the past, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry, you weren't in here when these Wally Cash sweatshirt things, this story came up again. Yeah. And we were all speaking for you. And
okay.
We, Boomer's like, well, I don't know why Jerry didn't follow through on this. And I said, well, probably the reason why was that Jerry didn't want to lay out $600 and have to chase it down from two professional athletes.
Yeah.
And, so I just...
No problem ordering them.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't putting words in your mouth.
No, it's about right.
Okay.
It wouldn't be 600. I think it would be about five.
So you haven't ordered them?
No. What?
The last I left...
You think money grows on trees here, Papa? I mean...
Well, listen, time out.
You know what? Drop dead, pay me my money, and let me get out of here.
No.
Pump the brakes there, sunshine.
I'm pumped. I'm good.
So you and I were talking about this. I said, Wally would like to have 10 of those sweatshirts.
You said five large, five extra large.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said, okay.
I said, no problem.
and you still haven't ordered them.
Sure, as soon as you, I get the money, I'll order them.
Well, you never said that to me. And now,
that's
and
just
now,
assumed?
Now, well, I didn't know how much they were.
Okay.
And Wally said he is going to pay for them.
That's
I told you that. And now I find out from Al Dukes.
You did not tell Jerry. You did not
Yes, I did. I said,
no, you didn't. You said Wally wants to get 10 of them, which is fine. I have no issue with that. I'd be happy. I'll order them today. And I'll be next week.
Al also said that you were hoping this would go away. Is that correct?
That's what Al said.
I don't remember saying that.
I was saying when you probably wanted the money up front, and when you didn't get it, you just kind of hope it. That's how I would
Well, you know,
it.
I didn't say that, though.
Okay. All right, so here's... See, I didn't hear what you guys were just talking about. I was just going back to the text message that
sure.
I... So I sent you the picture.
Yes.
Of the, and because you have off-brand Jerry, you did not get the picture. It says...
I did get the picture.
Well, it says, see, like off-brand Jerry...
No, I got that.
You got that?
I did get that.
Okay. And I said, Wally wants 10 pieces, 5 each, extra large and large. And you said the hoodies. I said, yes. And then you gave me the thumbs up.
Right. Where exactly in that is that it says he'll pay for them?
Well, I talked to you the next day and I told you. Yes, I did. He'll pay for me. He doesn't want you to pay for
them. Well, either way, I'll be more than happy to get them for you.
Cash!
Give me cash! Those are great hoodies.
All right, you know what? So I will Venmo you the money. Do you have a Venmo account?
I do, of course.
All right, so I'll Venmo you the money. I'll have Wally because he's a Venmo king.
Oh, I love Venmo.
I'll have him Venmo me the money, but I'll Venmo you the money. But I didn't know that this was a thing until Al just said, I think he was just hoping that you would forget about it.
No, we just had this discussion, but you weren't listening. I never said that at all.
Well, that's
not
what
I said. No, that's what he said. What did you just say?
My guess was that that's what was going to happen.
Why would you just offer your guess? Why would you offer that?
I never once said, I hope it goes away at all.
I tell you, Al, you are throwing a monkey wrench in a lot of things. I swear to God, you're throwing a monkey wrench in a lot of things.
No, I just said like he wanted the shirts. Jerry would order them, but there was no cash yet involved. At this point, maybe we'll just forget about it.
Right.
So you didn't say that. That's how I would have interpreted.
It's the same thing that happened with the butcher block, right? Because you wouldn't want to take us there because you don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Oh, man, I didn't go to the bank. Could I pay you tomorrow?
You don't take us to the butcher block because it's expensive. And then Gio and I get in this whole discussion about, you know, going to the butcher block and everything. And the guy that we're playing golf with that Thursday, you know, hears that and then just assumes that I'm trying to dump on him so we can go to the butcher block with Janelle, because Janelle invites us to go play golf, and then you open your mouth, oh, well, if Janelle's playing, let's go to the butcher block. And then my guy that we're playing golf with on Thursday thinks that you're trying to weasel us out of that to go with him. I'm like, what are we doing?
Monkey wrench spot. Definitely.
You are such a monkey wrench as of late.
As of late?
Just a couple things. They just happen to be all in this one period of time.
Right. And we're also running a promo for something. I think it's a PSA, actually. And where somebody is asked a question or a statement is made, like, your friend from Jersey doesn't want to come and see you on Long Island. Have you heard this?
No.
And the person sounds just like you from Jersey going, I'm not coming. And I don't know what that PSA is attached to, but I heard it yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I have not heard that.
Me neither.
And generally, I hear all these things. I did not hear that.
Sure wasn't a promo for our show.
Exactly.
Can I ask, why are these sweatshirts so expensive pre-retail? Like 50-something, $60?
Because of shipping.
Oh, man.
Where are they coming from? Vietnam?
No, I only... No, I only...
You can't get an American-made?
No, they'd be cheaper if I got them from there. I get them from U.S. only.
Attaboy.
So, but I'll show you the receipt.
Okay.
And I, to be completely honest, I don't know if you were serious or not. Sometimes things with you start one way and get completely forgotten about. And I wanted to make sure that we were serious about this. I don't want to show up with 10 hoodies. And you're like, what am I? For real. And until it was mentioned again, I wasn't doing anything.
Because you were hoping to forget about it.
No. Wanting to make sure that you didn't forget about it.
I didn't forget about it.
And then all of a sudden, I'm putting Wally Szczerbiak hoodies online to try and sell for $15. I want to make sure we're serious.
Nobody's going to buy that.
Well, I don't know about that. Those are pretty cool sweatshirts.
Yeah, but these are things that Wally wants to give his friends because he's an egomaniac.
And I believe they're also Adidas.
Oh, okay.
They're very nice hoodies.
Man. We should start selling them for like $100.
Well, if you want to make any money, yeah, probably. Yeah. I'll charge Wally extra.
I'm not charging Wally extra.
Charge him retail price.
I would not do that.
You got to do the legwork, for God's sakes.
You're doing all the legwork.
But I wouldn't do that.
$100 a sweatshirt.
No, you would get the receipt and the price, everything. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
So, but I'd be happy to do that. So,
pay me, Daddy.
All right, so. Don't pay me. I'll get you the, let me get you the number first. Don't just send
money. Now you got to get me a number. And,
well, I don't want you to overpay.
Okay.
If you want to, just send $600. That's fine, and I'll keep the rest.
See, now
Wally
looks
at me.
Why can't
Wally just Venmo, though? So why do you have to be a middleman?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I'll just put you guys on a text together. And here's the thing. You know, because Wally's going to use this against me.
Okay.
Like, this is his four-point ball situation.
Fair enough. What, that he didn't get them?
Yeah, he didn't get them because, you dropped the ball.
He will get them.
Right. The ball's gone.
The other one's lost.
Al Dukes thinks that, you know, Jerry Recco was thinking that I was going to forget about it.
Again, Al Dukes' words, not mine.
I just did the calculations. Going to cost Wally $2,400.
Okay.
To Jerry. $2,400. So just tell him Venmo Jerry $2,400. Take care of it. Don't have to worry about anything else.
Those are expensive sweatshirts.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Oh, man.
Holy.
We will have this taken care of by the next report.
All right, very good. All right,
we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You guys already detailed this likely trade of the Cowboys and Steelers. It looks to be finalized sometime today, where George Pickens will go to Dallas for a third-round pick and then a couple of pick swaps, it looks like. Now, tonight in Boston, we will have the Celtics and the Knicks, of course. It is game two. So I'm going to play a question that was asked of Joe Mazzulla. You tell me if there's anything wrong with this question.
The Knicks shot, I think, over 50% from three in the second half there. What's the balance for you guys of, you know, wanting to help versus staying home on those shooters? And, like, how much freedom do you give your players on that front?
That seems like a very fair question, no?
Yeah, it's a very basketball X's and O's question that I'm sure a coach would appreciate, as opposed to some of the other hypothetical weird questions that they ask.
I would agree. Here was the response in the first answer.
Were they shoot from three in the second half?
I think over 50%.
So they made them?
Yes.
Man, what a novel idea.
But there's a lot of those where they're...
That's a novel concept, huh?
Right.
Just make them when you're open? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, and then... And so...
Basically, make them when you're open and be like, well, I'm asking you
right
about them being open because you can defend them.
So part of me, when I play the third part of this, part of me thinks he didn't understand or hear the question the right way, but it still started out with how many did they make? So here was the reporter asking again.
Would you like to answer the question, though?
I just did. Make them. I mean,
I'm asking about your
I know,
defense.
It's, and I'm not... I think I'm really just talking to you. I think it's such a cool... duality of your question to where I'm getting asked all the ones that we missed, and you come in and start with they shot 50% in the second half, and I'm like, oh man, what? The duality of that question is just really cool to like talk about. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So sorry.
Thanks.
Weird.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, actually, I don't know anything.
I think he just wanted to get out of there at that point.
The reporter. Duality of your question.
Yeah. What a dick.
Was that Al who said that?
Yes.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Oh, that was funny. I don't know where that came from. Meantime, you had the Pacers and the Cavaliers. Last hour, we heard the Indiana call of Tyrese Halliburton missing the free throw and then hitting the three. Here's how it sounded on TNT.
Misses Halliburton, the rebound. 9 seconds. They do have a timeout. Carlisle's going to let him play. Halliburton steps back and hits. Tyrese Halliburton trying to take Cleveland's heart.
And there's the buzzer. Yeah, it is over.
Yeah, and they just sort of faded away from the highlight when Halliburton started doing his big ball dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Big balls.
Yeah, the big ball dance, like Pedro Serrano. You know,
yes.
You know, because Halliburton's doing,
How do you have big balls lined up?
Well, because when they played it earlier, I remembered, and I saw it on SportsCenter.
And you just thought that G might reference it.
Well, no, that one I had a little puppet mask.
No.
You know, but Boomer, it's this thing here. You
know. Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, he did have
what
one.
I do like is Rick Carlisle let them play. In other words, he didn't call timeout.
Correct.
That's the former player doing that. You know, that's the guy who knows, like, in the moment.
Keep it in rhythm.
And Halliburton, obviously, just think about that for a second. He misses, gets the rebound, and then has the wherewithal to understand how much time's on the clock and to get himself in a situation where he can hit that three.
Yeah, and almost with ease.
And you talk about Jalen Brunson doing a step back and all that stuff and creating separation from the length of the defender. This is what I hear all these people talking about, so it sounds good when you say it.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports, did you consciously leave out the big balls part of that highlight?
No, I didn't even know he did it. I didn't watch the game.
Okay. All right, very good. Just making sure. All right, thanks, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. That was just unbelievable by Halliburton to be able to do that and have the wherewithal to think about that.
Big balls. Indiana up 2-0 now as they won both games in Cleveland. Meantime, the Warriors beat the T-Wolves last night. Steph Curry didn't play much because of a hamstring injury, and Buddy Hield stepping up again.
All hands on deck here. Butler topside through a series of screens gets Naz Reid. Crossover dribble, chest pass to Hield. He's open for three. Bang! Buddy Love! Another big bucket for Buddy Love, and the Warriors back up by 12. He's got 24 points.
And he finished with 24.
Probably
Tim Roy and Warriors.
Time to trade Steph Curry to the Knicks. They don't need him.
I don't know about that, but they didn't need him last night as they did win in Minnesota 99-88. Now, a lot has been made about the Celtics 15-for-60 in Game 1. Listen to this exchange with the media with a reporter and Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards at the podium last night after this game.
We've got the numbers that you guys going 12-for-76 over the last two games is the worst three-point shooting in the history of the NBA playoffs. And for a team that was fourth in three-point percentage and fifth, I think, three-pointers made.
He said 12-for-70, God.
You know, that actually sounds like a Knicks stat.
12-for-6, so they were 7-for-4. Think about this. In the clinching game against the Lakers, they were 7-for-47 from three. And they still won the game.
It's the exact opposite of the Joe Mazzulla answer. Right?
Yes.
12-for-70, God damn.
It sounded like Cat Williams answering that.
Yeah, pretty awful. They were 6-of-29. I think they were a little awful. I think it's 13-for-76 in the last two games. Either way, it's hideous. And so Minnesota wins game one on the road by 11. Quickly with the baseball, you had the Mets fall to the Diamondbacks 5-1. Lourdes Gurriel with the home run in that game. David Peterson, the loss. You've got Kodai Senga to start this afternoon at 3:40 on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio. Merrill Kelly goes for the Diamondbacks. The Yankees had this monster seventh inning where they scored 10 runs, and a big part of that was Austin Wells, and that is why he is our ThriveWell Player of the Game, brought to you by ThriveWell Infusion.
Pitch, swung on, hit hard, into right field, base hit. Dominguez scores. Volpe will shut it down in second. Austin Wells wasting no time. We got a tie ball game in the seventh inning.
And went right after that fastball, threw it in there, and they're just jumping on it.
Yes, they are, and he is our Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. He kind of bookended the 10-run inning with a grand slam on the back end, and the Yankees wind up winning the game last night, 12-3 over San Diego.
Jerry, did you like Diaz's catching getup last night? You probably had to love it.
What do you mean, the yellow? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love that.
Yeah, pretty good. I like yellow.
I know you do.
Yeah. I have a beautiful yellow shirt.
See that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You probably thought that was awesome.
I have a very good shirt for the next time we play golf.
Huh.
A very nice shirt.
Okay.
That I will be wearing with a very nice hat and very nice shoes. Banana boat. Oh, man. Anyway, so the Yankees do win the game. The Giants scored 9 runs in the 11th. They beat the Cubs 14-5. Oh, I should tell you, you got Max Fried tonight going against Dylan Cease in the series finale as the Yankees look to win that series. Wilmer Flores, a big part of that. 9-run 11th inning, 14-5 was the final there. And in the NHL playoffs, Hurricanes, Capitals in overtime.
Martinuk, that one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
And that was ESPN with the call there. 2-1 was the final. Slavin, the game winner. Hurricanes take game one.
Pucks to the net, boys. Traffic in front.
That's exactly
you
right.
You hear that all the time. Pucks to the net, traffic in front.
Paid major dividends in that game last night. The Oilers doubled up the Golden Knights 4-2. And coming up next hour, I will have some details. This is for awareness, which is why this was done. the results of the first ever sperm race.
Oh, nice.
That took place in California last week.
How many people entered?
I mean, two.
Oh, just two.
Apparently, sperm were trained and then raced microscopically, and this was all for awareness of infertility and things of that nature.
They trained the sperm
somehow
to race?
This came up in a Tom Brady podcast.
Oh, okay.
And I looked it up, and this did happen last week, and it was for a very good cause.
Okay, very good.
The results of that.
Excited
by
for
the
that.
Way, we've had our 10th baby born.
Congratulations.
Through our BEF-IVF program.
Amazing. Nice.
And this one was born on Long Island, of all places.
All right.
How awesome is that?
Congratulations to the couple.
Yes. Congratulations to them, yes.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I was just perusing through a couple Instagram stories there and saw your daughter Sydney post this Instagram story with Matt in it. It says, almost birthday boy time. We're going to have a golf day out east. And she got this tricked out Sprinter van for Matt and his friends to go out east and play golf. Man, I tell you, this retirement thing's working out pretty good for him so far.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah, I'm sure he's with Josh and Cal and
my goodness.
Probably going to Sabonic as we speak.
Holy heck, the inside of that van was something else. Yeah, Sprinter van.
Yeah, I told Matt, I said, look, you know, if you're done playing hockey, you better get yourself a job. You got four kids.
Seriously. Yeah, two of which we have not met yet, but right. There will soon to be four children, yes.
Yeah, and that's when Sydney and Matt will go on the penalty kill at that point for the next 10 years.
I mean, listen, you can go out east, you can play as much golf as you want, but I mean, you're a young man. You got a big-time family. Let's so let's cut the crap here. You can have your nice little birthday golf day with your buddies, but
that money ain't lasting forever. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Matt. We love you.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow's his birthday. And
well, I won't remember
my lovely
tomorrow.
Sister Susan will have her birthday tomorrow as well.
All right. Very good. Does Matt get a Fudgy the Whale like you get a Fudgy the Whale?
I don't know. They do Fudgy the Whales. Yeah. So he'll probably get one.
All right. But it's really more about the kids at that point. If the kids want a Fudgy the Whale for Dad's birthday, they'll get the Fudgy the Whale.
Right. So my kids always got a Fudgy the Whale just simply because I grew up having Fudgy the Whale.
Of course.
You know, see, it passed down tradition.
Yeah, and you never went with the Cookie Puss?
No.
Yeah, I got the Cookie Puss the one time. It's not bad.
It's not the same.
It's not bad. It's good, but it's not Fudgy the Whale.
It's not the same.
I mean, it's cool looking, the Cookie Puss.
I'm sure that Sydney will have a Fudgy the Whale cake tomorrow.
Do you ever get two of them? One Cookie Puss, one Fudgy the Whale, and then pull the room?
I've never had that.
I did that once.
Really?
Oh, yeah, at a big party, got a one Cookie Puss. We got one Fudgy the Whale, and we did like an experiment. There was a lot of the Cookie Puss left. Fudgy was gone.
I'm telling you, Fudgy's the best, man.
Yeah, I mean, those little...
It's very simple. The crunchies.
The crunchies, thing, yes. Yeah, I mean, Cookie Puss has got a cone on it.
Yeah.
like, you know, it's got like a cone hat.
It's like a bonnet.
Yeah, it's like a cone.
It's like the brown of the strawberry bonnets.
And it's got eyes. It's looking at you. Well, yeah. I guess Fudgy's got one eye. Cookie Puss has got two eyes.
Okay.
It's staring at you. It's like a clown, this Cookie Puss, right?
Yeah. Let me get I think Clutterbuck likes the Cookie Puss.
Does he?
He seems like a Cookie Puss type of guy.
Yeah, actually, no. It's the nose that is the... I'm sorry. It's the nose that is the cone for the Cookie Puss.
Al, you would think Clutter is more of a Cookie Puss guy, right?
Yeah, seems like a Cookie Puss
type of guy.
Yeah. What about Sazika? Is he a Cookie Puss guy?
Just a maniac. No, I think he would be more of a Fudgy the Whale guy.
I think Josh Bailey, borderline Cookie Puss.
Definitely Cookie Puss.
Definitely?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, we went to go pick Winnie up at school yesterday.
Yeah.
It was me, Matt, and Josh, and all the moms in Manhasset.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like the unemployed hockey players and the moms.
Here are my breasts.
Well, no, there was none of that, Eddie.
Jesus. Or were they just gathering together for social media posts? Is that what was going on?
No, I mean, you pick up the kids from school. So, oh, okay. You know, when he was coming out of school.
All right. Very good. Good to see everybody, right?
Yes. Yeah, always.
What are they? I mean, I know Cal got himself on TV. He's getting himself a job. Did Josh do anything yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And then Matt's got to get his crap together.
Matt, maybe Josh should become like a janitor or something at the local school. He seems like he'd be that kind of guy, nice and quiet, walking around, sweeping the floors.
Yeah, I gotta believe that they're not listening to us in that Sprinter van right now.
There's no way.
They're definitely pumping some like weird Canadian music in there.
Oh, 100%, and a little tequila is probably rolling right now.
Oh, yeah, already. Yeah, just,
oh, with Cal, it's probably a Negroni.
They're blasting Bryan Adams while drinking Negronis out of Yetis right now.
Yes.
And then just waiting for we should send a Cookie Puss to wherever they're going.
How many quarter zips and vests are on that trip?
Oh, my God. Matt looked like a...
I didn't see it.
Looked like a model. He looked like a golf model in that thing. I didn't show it to you?
No.
All right, hold on. I'll get it for you.
A golf model?
He did. He looked like the people that, like, that all, whatever golf brand. You can pick whatever golf brand.
Peter Millar? Is he wearing like a Peter Millar?
I mean,
he says he's got a lot of BEF stuff from Flag and Anthem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at him. Look at his vest.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Look at the pants.
All right, what is the logo?
It looks like something from Ireland, but I can't really tell. But I don't know. It's a golf. He's sitting down. Oh, yeah, he is. I mean, look at this guy. Look at this guy. Does he not look like he is
a golf model? Yeah, he's got the super skinny pants on.
It's a story. So you just gotta hit it again. All right. Just so you know, it's a story. It's not a post. But yeah, I mean, he is just like doing his thing up in there.
Oh, yeah, look at that van.
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Sydney's doing like a commercial for it. I don't want to mention it, what it is, because...
Like, she's an influencer or something.
She is. I think she is an influencer.
Is she an influencer?
I think she is.
How come she wasn't on that yacht that sunk?
Because she's pregnant.
Oh, that's true.
That's probably why. Let's go to Kevin in Virginia. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Morning. I had a Cookie Puss ice cream cake for a birthday, and I was so excited. Because when it's your birthday, you get the cone. You go to all these other kids' parties. You see them get the cone. You're jealous. Well, I had a cousin who we shared a birthday, and we're doing our birthdays together, and her mom made her a cake, but then she sees the Cookie Puss cake, starts crying, and wants the cone.
Yep.
My mom takes the cone and cuts it in half.
That's not right.
I'm out of a bowl on my birthday. I've been in therapy since.
I was going to say, that is a traumatic experience for a
young
boy.
I mean, for
boy.
The Fudgy, it's the whale. Who gets the tail?
Who gets the tail?
Yeah, who gets the tail of the whale, yes.
Right, which is
usually the birthday person gets the tail.
Yeah. I mean, the Cookie Puss is just like it's causing controversy all over the place. Yes. And they make different, like a St. Paddy's Day Cookie Puss, you know, with the green.
I'm just worried about the Fudgy of the whale. That's all I need. And the maple walnut sundae.
Wet maple walnuts.
Yes, wet maple walnuts, yes.